Hello, this is the Coffee for Tuesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. SoftBank moves to oust WeWork chief executive. SoftBank is expected to call a board meeting to denote WeWork chief executive Adam Neumann as early as this week, after the loss-making property group shelved its planned IPO and the leader's volatile behavior came to light. WeWork's debacle may herald the end of a glory period for lofty valuations. Also, SoftBank is considering around 40 portfolio companies for expansion in Brazil. They plan to reveal a significant Brazilian investment within the next couple of weeks, as their country has more room for unicorns, and that SoftBank is interested in health, logistics, transportation, and agribusiness in Brazil. A NASA website briefly featured a page by a Google researcher indicating Google has achieved quantum supremacy, the Financial Times reports. Quantum supremacy refers to a quantum system performing a calculation impossible for a classical computer. The paper reportedly indicated Google had performed in 200 seconds a calculation that would take the world's most advanced classical system 10,000 years. The United States Air Force announces it will challenge hackers to breach the security of an orbiting satellite and its corresponding ground station at next year's DEFCON hacking conference. At last month's conference, the Air Force presented the data system from the F-15 fighter jet, and security researchers identify serious vulnerabilities. Hotel and rental property reservation site Booking.com has failed to meet UK regulator demands regarding pressure selling, false discount claims, and hidden charges, according to Which. An investigation revealed that half of Booking.com's only one room left claims are false. This was your shot of the coffee finance out on thismedia.com.